From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. You're great. Thank you. Before we start today, and we do have a great show for you, of course, but before we get to that, it was exactly 10 years ago that NPR and Chicago Public Radio launched a new show based on a daring, controversial premise that after a long week of assiduously listening to the news, public radio listeners would enjoy the chance to somehow, through some mechanism, be allowed to feel even more smug about doing so. Well, a decade later, we are still here, which just goes to show either we, behind the mics, were able to rise to your standards, or you, the public radio audience, were able to lower yourselves to ours. Either way, we are grateful. And if you want to launch the second decade of the Wait, Wait era, you should know what to do by now. Call us at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jody Bourdais from Moraga, California.
Hey, how are things there in the beautiful bay?
They are a little rainy and dreary today, but otherwise great.
Yes, but you're still feeling good about your life because you live there.
Yes, indeed. It's the best place on earth.
Somehow I knew you would say that. Jody, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a striking writer. He's striking in so many ways.
Thank you.
For HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Second, say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
And finally, say hello to an underinsured humorist and author and the man to blame for everything you might find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi. Hello, Jody.
Well, welcome to the show, Jody. You are going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news, although Reed doesn't do it justice. He's going to recreate, embody three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Ready to go?
Yep.
Here's your first quote.
I mean, this is very personal for me. Not just political. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures. And it's really about all of us together.
Now, that... Hang on.
Peter?
I just need a moment.
Just be strong here.
That was somebody who seemed to turn everything around for herself with a display of emotion early in the week. Who was it?
Hillary Clinton.
Of course it was. All right, a little demonstration. Everyone who can hear me right now, go get a piece of bread and put it in your toaster. What pops out, in essence, was Hillary Clinton's campaign as of last weekend. It was toast. It was done. Then, on Monday, one day before the New Hampshire primary, a woman in a diner asked Hillary Clinton, quote, "How do you do it?"
And how do you lose a campaign?
No. He said, how do you maintain? How do you keep going day after day? And in response, Hillary showed emotion for the first time, as far as we know, since the day her second grade teacher refused to let her put on that pageant she wrote about the birth of NATO. And most pundits say it was that moment when she seemed a real person at last that propelled her to her amazing victory in the New Hampshire primary. And here's the punchline, and this is absolutely true. The woman who asked the question at that diner, she thought Hillary's response was too calculated and voted for Obama.
Yeah. No.
No, you're
moment,
not buying that?
That moment had nothing to do with her victory in New Hampshire. She was going to win in New Hampshire. At least this is just one guy's opinion.
All right, go
and
for it.
And if you polled me, apparently, I'd say something completely different.
Right.
But the reason she won in New Hampshire is that she was way ahead in New Hampshire, and Obama almost caught up. And all the polling was just plain bad and conducted
Wait
poorly.
A minute. I
think all the pollsters, when they were asking questions, when they said Hillary's name, they probably actually shook their head no.
We're talking about a state that has live free or die on their license plates.
Yeah.
And every 4 years, you know, these these zombies in suits come marching through their state and crowding up their coffee shops. And they're followed right on their heels by pollsters who ask them all these questions. And so they just lie to them. They've been doing it for years.
And, you know, I thought the woman who asked her the question, her real question was, how do you do it? How do you do your hair?
Well, actually, she did mention her hair. She was like, you look so good every day, despite what you're going through. And she mentioned the
hair. It was really a hair question.
You think so?
Yeah,
hair,
and
hair
who hasn't cried about that? Mm-hmm. Who hasn't shed a tear over a bad hair day?
I think hair and skin care. I mean, this is New Hampshire.
Yeah. Jody, here's your next quote.
Any shred of reputation that we have had for being accurate barometers of public opinion goes out the window.
That was a man named Neil Newhouse talking to the Washington Post. He's part of a profession whose reputation was trashed this week, including by us just a moment ago, after the New Hampshire primary. What profession?
He's a pollster.
He is. Let's go back to that toaster for a second, if you will. Put in another piece of bread. Still, the thought experiment. Press the lever. Now, imagine how you would feel if out of the toaster popped a rabid ferret. That's how surprised the pollsters were who were predicting an 8% Obama victory the night before the primary. It is the worst failure of scientific polling in modern history. Nobody can explain why.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
It's called modeling. It's called modeling.
It's called lying.
Well, here's the thing, though. Punditry is different from polling. A pundit can sit, like we do this all day, is sit around and go, well, I think, and just say what you think. But a pollster is supposedly scientific. And in fact, this poll, like most polls, was absolutely accurate in terms of all the other results. The only thing it got wrong was Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. There's been a lot of anger about this. Some people have suggested that polling right before major elections should be banned because of the way it affects the electorate. The polling community responded by saying that's a complete overreaction. And they're certain that the Dennis Kucinich administration will never allow that anyway. So it'll be fine. All right. Jody, here is your last quote.
There have been three races so far. I've gotten two silvers and one gold. Thank you, Wyoming.
That was a GOP candidate putting his patented Olympic spin on his latest loss in New Hampshire, whose second place finishes in Iowa and New Hampshire were offset only by his huge win in Wyoming.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, yes.
That lone drunk delegate from Wyoming.
Yeah. Mitt should have won.
I love that guy.
Mitt should have won New Hampshire. He was the governor of a neighboring state. He had a vacation home there. He's helped out the economy in New Hampshire by hiring many local craftsmen to polish his hair. His loss to John McCain shows that the independent New Englanders seem to prefer McCain's maverick style, or maybe it's that they think Mitt Romney is a weenie. This is true right after Hillary's surprising victory because of, as we said, some say, her show of emotion. Mitt tried the same thing. He went to Michigan, cited the next primary, and yes, he teared up on camera. The subject that caused him to weep, the millions of dollars he has spent to become the Harold Stassen of 2008. Harold Stassen, anybody?
Yeah, no? Got it.
It's a generational thing. Ask your dad. Actually, he actually got weepy when he was talking about his dad, who had been the governor of that state.
And how he wasn't living up to his
dad. Like no, but then afterwards he turned to an advisor and said, is that how you humans do it?
What is KISS?
Carl, how did Jody do on our quiz?
Well, Jody has been following the primaries, Peter, and as a result, she got three correct answers. So, Jody, you win our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much.
Woo-hoo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you...